Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Chad Grigsby, and I'm the church planting catalyst at LifePoint. And this Sunday, we celebrated Mother's Day by looking at Deuteronomy chapter 6 at the Delaware campus. And we talked about how the home is the central place for discipleship of the next generation. Typically, when we think about discipleship, many of us might think about the church, which is true. The church has been given the task by Jesus to make disciples of all nations. But when it comes to the discipleship of our kids, the primary responsibility of that is on the parents. It's to be in the home. And so we talked about that the church was created in the first century after Jesus's life. The home was created in the garden at the very beginning. And so the home has been around thousands of years longer than the church has. And so we think about discipleship, what should come to our mind when we think about our kids is first and foremost, our homes. And so we see in Deuteronomy chapter 6 that Moses commands the people to teach all the commandments of God and to share all that God has done for them with their kids. He tells them, talk about it when you lie down, talk about it when you walk by the way, talk about it all the time, everywhere you go. So it's supposed to be a rhythm of life that we share Jesus with our kids. But we also saw in Judges chapter 2 that the people didn't do that very well. Judges comes just after Joshua, which is right after Deuteronomy. So not even a book separates the two, and not even really a generation separates the two in the timeline. And so one generation removed from Moses telling people that you're supposed to teach your kids in Deuteronomy chapter 6, we see in Judges chapter 2 that they don't do that. And there's a generation that's raised up who does not know the Lord or all that he's done for Israel. That's what the verse says. So they didn't obey what God told them to do in Deuteronomy chapter 6. And in just one generation, there's a generation that doesn't know the Lord. So that's how quick it can happen when we don't take seriously God's role that he's given us as the family to disciple our kids. And if you've not read the book of Judges and you just want to see the outcome of that, it's devastating. It's chaotic. In fact, you get to Judges 19 and you read a story that's very similar, almost identical, in fact, to Genesis chapter 19. And in Genesis chapter 19, it's about the cities, the wicked cities, maybe the most wicked cities in the world, of Sodom and Gomorrah. And the same thing is happening among God's people. That's how bad things had gotten. And so when we don't take seriously this role that God has given us as parents, this is what can happen. In fact, George Barna says that around 60% of 17 to 19 year olds leave the church when they leave their home, when they either go off to college or move out. 60%, 6 out of 10. And I think one of the main reasons is because we don't have parents discipling the next generation. And so LifePoint has a resource to help with this so that this doesn't happen, so that we can start to see those statistics improved. And the resource is called the Family Framework. And basically, it's a rhythm of modeling, meeting, moments, and milestones to help parents disciple the next generation. And that comes right out of Deuteronomy chapter 6. And so if you don't have that, don't have a copy of that resource, pick one up and start using that to help your family start to be a place where Jesus is lived out, where Jesus is taught, and where Jesus is encountered through modeling, meeting, moments, and milestones. Well, I'm going to take a minute and pray for us that God would use our homes to be the central point of discipleship of the next generation. And I'm going to give you a second to pray as well. Father, thank you so much that you have set up the home to be the discipleship center point for the next generation. God, I pray that you would help us as parents, even though it's a heavy burden, to carry that burden, God, and to really begin to pour into our kids, not perfectly, but God, very intentionally, so that the next generation might come to know you and serve you, even after they leave our homes. Lord, we pray that you would help us to model that. Lord, for them, model what it means to follow Jesus in a very real way, in a very authentic way. And God, you would use these homes at Life Point for your honor and for your glory. Now you take a minute and pray that God would use your home to be a discipling center for your kids. Well, thanks again for joining us today for the Life Point Drivecast. Please come back and tomorrow for more. Have a great day.